So I've got a worrying email from somebody who's been questioning Scottish widows, and they've asked me for my opinion. Hi, Alpesh. Hope you're well. Appreciate the continuous weekly updates. Remember, you can see those on Telegram. I've received a couple more emails from Scottish widows in relation to my previous queries set out below, and it appears they're quite content with the performance of their fund and do not see the point of comparing it to either the NASDAQ or the S&P, which I don't agree with, to be honest. In my opinion, it is an investment and can be compared against any other investments, but of course there'll be huge differences in the risk. Absolutely correct what he says, but of course Scottish widows want to avoid that. I'll respond to their emails and wondered if you had any thoughts on the above before doing so. I do have the ability to manage it myself, it appears, which is something that I will look into further, as they do seem happy with achieving mediocre results that outperform its poor competitors. Your videos have definitely given me the confidence to do this, which again is fantastic. So let's go through some of this. Responses from Scottish widows in blue, he says. Now, this is what the chappy says. I note the point that the sector is up 4% and the fund is up 11%. Do you consider 11% to be successful, average, or poor performance? And Scottish Widow said, the fund has delivered top quartile, that means they're in the top 25% performance relative to its peers, which is what it is intended to do. Now, just to be absolutely clear about quartiles, and I've written about this in the Financial Times, and I said, if I came home and said to my parents, I'm in the top quartile in the exam results, I probably would have got a bit of a slap. Not literally, but oh, right, you're in the top 25%. It's a nice little spin, isn't it? Quartile almost makes you think they're in the top 0.25%. No, top 25%. Pretty rubbish. I do have some further questions, says the individual. Are you able to provide the name of the fund manager? Are you able to confirm if this is actually a managed fund and how often it is reviewed by an individual or team? If it is being managed, then please provide the historic performance data going back over the last 18 years. Pretty simple thing to ask. Scottish Widows are the fund manager. So the whole company, apparently. Yes, this is a managed fund. We do continuous performance reviews with strategic reviews every 12 to 18 months. Okay. I've attached the independent governance report. Please note SPB's GPP is a modern product. Don't know what that means. The member can obtain historical performance from FE Analytics. Great. Basically, go find it yourself, you bugger, is what they've said. Question number two. Can you confirm the fund's performance in 2022, which, as you and I know, was a particularly bad year? Again, FE Analytics will show you this. Great, thanks. Are there any circumstances where it would be suggested not holding this fund, for example, in 2022? When, as I said, the market was down. This is a default fund, so it's managed over the longer term. It's designed as a lifetime solution, so members remain invested for decades. Basically, don't even look at a single year. Just give us your money and go away for decades. A discrete one-year performance is not an appropriate measure of the long-term objective of the fund. Yeah, the long-term objective of the fund is to have you in for decades and collect fees off you for decades. Absolute nonsense. Number four, are you able to hold cash? For example, if there's a lack of market opportunity, if so, please confirm how much cash you can hold and for how long. Yes, members are free to self-select as much and for as long as they'd like. Basically, do it yourself, bugger off. There are cash funds such as Scottish Widows Cash C8 Fund. We would suggest members take financial advice before self-selecting, though. Basically, the answer is no. I appreciate the answer provided, but ultimately the point still stands and the question remains unanswered. Please, can you compare the performance of this fund against the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ in years where the markets were strong? For example, 2021 and 2023. How did the fund do in particularly good years? You know, when the tide was rising, surely it did well. This is Scottish Widow's response. This is a mixed asset global fund. To compare against the S&P 500 or NASDAQ is like comparing apples with oranges. Both are fruits. Both are part of the citrus family, I believe. And you eat both of them. Yeah, actually, comparing apples and oranges is a pretty good thing to do. I do it every single day when I decide, look at my fruit bowl, should I have an apple or should I have an orange? It's not like comparing apples with toilets. We'll come to that in a minute. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ have been the best performing indices over the past decade. However, this fund invests globally, not just in the US. So they recognize the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ have been the best performing indices over the past decade. So don't compare us to the best. That's just unfair. However, this fund invests globally, not just in the US. And it also invests in other types of assets other than equities, such as corporate bonds and property. Therefore, it's not appropriate to do a comparison against these US funds, which have been the absolute best. We put it in stuff which isn't as good and hasn't done as well. So compare us to crap, will you? That's it, basically. Seriously, you've got to learn how to do it yourself. I hope my Campaign for a Million, have a look at campaignforamillion.com or arpeshpatel.com/links, will give you the courage to do it. When those are the kinds of responses you're getting from fund managers, it really is worrying that basically they don't seem that bothered. They seem to be dodging the question. I mean, they should go into politics as well. Okay, thank you very much.